Out in the World was presented by Richard Coles. The producer was Tom Alban, and the readers were Paul Moriarty and Tracy Wiles. The series consultant was Professor Bill Nafee, and the series continues tomorrow evening at 10 o'clock on Radio 3. After this, in fact.
On Radio 3, from the BBC Proms, Bach's Mass in B Minor, one of the great cornerstones of the choral repertoire, conducted by Baroque specialist Harry Bickett. Bach's Mass in B Minor at the BBC Proms, tomorrow night on BBC Radio 3 at 7:30.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high-definition sound online. It's 11 o'clock now, time for Late Junction, presented this evening by Fiona Talkington.
Thank you. More music from the vallenato tradition of Colombia. The brothers Zuleta there with Rio Badio. A man tells a woman just how much he loves her, and the river is his witness. And welcome from me, Fiona Talkington, to Late Junction. In the programme tonight, there's more music from Lol Coxhill, who died last month. Jazz guru Booga Veseltoft plays Bach, and I'll be paying tribute to John Lord and Kitty Wells, the great country singer who died last month in Nashville at the age of 92. This is her great signature song, It Wasn't God Who Made Honky Tonk Angels. Country legend Kitty Wells, who died last month at the age of 92. The multi-instrumentalist Tanya O'Clair performed at the Radio 3 stage at the Latitude Festival last month. Here she is to introduce a song for us.
This tune's called Origami. It's off my last EP called Origami. It's about that. It's about one day I had a bit of writer's block and I was looking at a blank piece of paper, and then me and the blank piece of paper switched places, and this is our ode to each other. Oh. with a piece of paper plain and flat. No blade cuts or glue to bind the gaps. Just the pressure of finger, knuckle, nail. Make me into something new, don't fail. And phone me once again. Turn me out into a paper plane. Launch me off the roof and watch me glide up high. There's no pilot, just a dreaming fly. Just a dreaming fly. Creases, valley and mountain fold. Pleats reverse and squash to make it hold. I was just a she until you dreamt me up. Make me into something I can love. Where's the full stop? Where and doesn't count here for a job. You're a dot.
Tanya O'Clair, joined by drummer Joe Allen, recorded at the Radio 3 stage at the Latitude Festival last month. And I'll be playing you more from Latitude tomorrow. I know many of you are huge fans of the Norwegian jazz pianist and composer Bugge Wesseltoft. So when, earlier on this year, he told me he was playing Bach's Goldberg Variations with the Norwegian Chamber Orchestra, I simply had to hear it. Thanks to our friends at NRK, Norwegian Radio, we can all share the experience. And I got Bugge to tell me a bit more about the project, which brings together his jazz background and classical traditions.
Yes, I was asked by the Norwegian Chamber Music Orchestra, the fantastic orchestra really, directed by Terje Tønnesen. And he suggested and asked me if I would like to do this. I mean, they've been asking for collaboration for some time, and then he came up with this idea. I was kind of terrified. I'd never rehearsed as much in my life as before this, because I mean, I'm autodidact. I'm never trained. I never learned to play piano. I have a different technique, so I have to really almost start from scratch. And I have a, how do you say, to play written music in front of people. I can't do it. I've never done it. I get so scared. But I did it. I did it.
And this was the Goldberg variation, so an expansive piece that gives you lots of room to try things out, I guess.
Well, yes. I spent half a year learning the music to play it. So that was sort of the challenge for me, and something I wanted also, because, of course, to be able to do something with something, you also have to know how it is, actually. But I was allowed a lot of freedom. So the way we did it, we played with a jazz trio, acoustic bass and drums, and with the orchestra. And then the orchestra came off afterwards and said, oh, it's fantastic. It's going to be fantastic. And what they loved about it was that I was improvising, because a lot of classical musicians, they can't improvise. So if you take away the score, they're lost. So that was kind of really two worlds meeting, which is kind of interesting. But they were so, really wonderful people, very open-minded. And I was very happy with it. I think it worked well. I mean, it's not the first time, you know, the Modern Jazz Quartet, I think, did it very well, of course. So it's not the first time, but for me, it was really a first time. Thank you.
Bugge Wesseltoft and the Norwegian Chamber Orchestra, and such an unusual version of Bach's Goldberg Variations. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. And if you want to get in touch, our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk. We lost yet another great musician last month in Lowell Coxhill, who's evoked such warm memories and respect from you. Sid Smith has asked to hear a track in which he's joined by G.F. Fitzgerald from the album The Poppy Seed Affair. Thank you. Lowell Coxhill and G.F. Fitzgerald from The Poppy Seed Affair, recorded in 1981, as requested by Sid Smith in tribute to Lowell Coxhill, who died last month. John Lord left us two last month, and among his compositions is a Bach-inspired suite. From that, this is the Pavane.
Thank you.
John Lord's Pavan, that's from an album called Sarabande, recorded in 1975 in Germany with a Philharmonia Hungarica conducted by Eberhard Schoener. Andy Summers on guitar, John Lord, of course, playing piano. I'm Fiona Talkington, you're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. And if you'd like details of the music I'm playing here on the programme, you'll find everything on the Late Junction playlists. Those are on the Radio 3 website.
Las estrellitas cuando el cielo está sin nube, así se ve mi chinita, la que conseguir no pude. Sus lindos ojos azules, mi alma la tiene en marquita. Sus lindos ojos azules, mi alma la tiene en marquita. Y vení junto a mí, morenita, vení junto a mí, que te quiero, vení junto a mí. Mi chinita, vení junto a mí, que me muero. La reina de mi alma y ella es todo mi quebranto. Como yo la quiero tanto, yo pensé que ya me amaba. En una noche bien clara contemplaba su retrato. En una noche bien clara contemplaba su retrato. Y vení junto a mí, morenita, vení junto a mí, que te quiero, vení junto a mí. Mi chinita, vení junto a mí, que me muero.
Was another Colombian vaginato song, Ivan Villazón and the accordionist Saul Lalamand, who were comparing the stars in the sky with the eyes of the beautiful girl. Now, if you find yourself in Dorset at the end of August, the beginning of September, check out the Inside Out Festival. One of the events there is a wind-driven sound installation at Portland Bill called Harmonic Fields, created by the French composer Pierre Sauvageau. There are some 500 wind-powered instruments. And to end the programme tonight, here's a taster, courtesy of Dan Fox's Sound Intervention, from the installation in Birkrigg Common in the Lake District last year. There are metal and wooden cellos, Balinese scarecrows, sirens and bamboo organs. Till tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome to Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. And to open tonight, a concert from Monaco with Zdeněk Makal conducting the Monte Carlo Philharmonic. A couple of Czech pieces to come, Smetana's Warrior Maiden Šárka and Josef Suk's romantic fairy tale Pohádka. First though, Beethoven's Triple Concerto. Late example this perhaps of the Sinfonia Concertante, as the spotlight narrowed on the virtuoso performance of a single soloist. Works for more than one of them became rather rare, though it was good to see Tippett reviving the Triple Concerto a few decades ago. The threesome here joining the Monte Carlo Philharmonic, violinist Yuzuko Horigome, cellist David Geringas and pianist Jean-Bernard Pommier.